You're listening to Utah Public Radio. I'm Kaylee Foster. You may have noticed you lost an hour of sleep last Sunday because of daylight savings. Joining me today is Emma Campbell, a health and wellness intern with USU Extension, to talk about how daylight savings can affect our sleep. Thanks again for joining me.
Thanks, Kaylee.
Besides just looking at that 1 hour of sleep on Sunday that we lost, how does daylight savings times affect our sleep schedule?
Yeah, so obviously we lose that 1 hour, but another thing that happens with daylight savings is when we switch between daylight savings and standard time, we get more morning darkness and evening light, and that can delay our sleep-wake cycle. So when you wake up in the morning feeling tired, that's because it's still dark outside and you're more alert in the evening because it's still light outside.
So what are some tips you have about getting better sleep during this time?
Yeah, so I have 5 tips that I'd like to share, and I should probably follow them better myself. But the first one is having a consistent sleep schedule. So setting a bedtime and a wake-up time that you stick to consistently is really important to making sure you get good sleep. You should also make sure that sleep schedule you create for yourself gives you 7 hours of sleep at least. And then something to help with next time's daylight savings, since we just went through it, is to start waking up 15 to 20 minutes earlier and changing your sleep schedule slightly right before daylight savings. And then the second one is stay off your devices before bed. That can be really hard. It might be tempting to scroll through your phone or your iPad right before you go to bed and just look at all your social media, but that can actually disturb your melatonin function in your body. The third one is have a bedtime routine you follow. Just something that helps you relax before going to bed is super important. This can consist of anything that helps you wind down from the day. So some examples are writing in a journal, practicing meditation, or having a skincare routine each night. The fourth one is staying away from caffeine and alcohol before bed. Contrary to popular belief, alcohol doesn't help people sleep well. It might help you fall asleep, but it doesn't help you sleep well. So your quality of sleep is worse when you drink alcohol before bed. And then making sure that you're not drinking coffee or caffeinated tea before bed is really important. So you can drink an herbal tea if that helps you fall asleep. And then the fifth one is to exercise during the day. So how we treat ourselves throughout the day plays a significant role in how we sleep at night. So exercising during the day helps us lower stress and have a better mood, and it puts us in a better place for a healthier sleep at night.
Why is a good night's sleep important?
Yeah, so first it just makes us feel better, right? If you get a good night's sleep, you wake up feeling great. So obviously that's one reason we want to do it. But a good night's sleep helps us both with mental health and physical health. And oftentimes we forget one or the other and are focused on too much on one, and like maybe thinking that if we exercise, then our physical health will be great. But you also have to make sure that you're getting enough sleep. Sleep is also important because when we go to bed at night, it helps our body repair and be fit for the next day.
Emma Campbell, a health and wellness intern with USU Extension, thanks again for joining me today.
Thank you.
And be sure to tune in next week for more Extension highlights. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.